Good morning, team. I'm wanting to share an insight that's just come to me. And one of the things for me that I firstly love about this platform and being able to podcast to you all is that I'm able to do it where I am. And so when I'm getting some other distinctions and insights into things, I want to share that with you all. And I was thinking over my processes and how I've changed, developed over the years, and one of the things that has been really difficult for me to grasp and understand was that I kept doing the same things over and over and over again, but I was expecting a different result. I was expecting things to change, but yet I was around the same people, around the same environments, doing the same things with the same contexts. And some things were different, but I kept getting the same results. I kept getting stuck into this holding pattern. A distinction for me was a couple of years ago, and I became very conscious, and it's part of my story, it's part of my journey. But the insight that I was getting today, and I'll share that because this is what I've been doing, is that when we consciously and continuously do the same thing, so that is when we set the same alarm every day and we use the same hand to turn that alarm off, and we get up and go and have the same breakfast, and we get up and drive the same route to our work, and then we see the same people and we're in the same emotional environments, and the same people trigger the same responses, having the same conversations every day. We end up getting the same results. And people say, "Oh, well, I've always been this way." Well, yes, because in your brain, you're firing and you're doing the same triggers because it's easy. It's the same things you do every day. You don't need to consciously think about it. And so we end up getting the same results. For me, a conscious change was a long time ago, and I started to work out I didn't want to keep being the same person that I was, and I had to find a ways and strategies to do things. Now, initially, I did have a bit of insight into this because I was using this process in other activities when we were doing rescue work, visualizing the steps that I needed to take to be able to do things and visualize how I could check my equipment before you would step off and do that task. And I mentally visualize these things regularly, and I talk about this with training and how to get the maximum from it. Now, for me, I started changing that with my day-to-day activities and changing and visualizing and seeing myself moving forward, taking those steps. And I started to interrupt those neural patterns that were firing in my head. I would identify when someone, if I'm in an environment, someone would trigger a response in me, and I'd go, "Oh, hang on a second. This pattern has been fired in me many times. What is going on? What is it about me in this situation that has regularly created these emotions and feelings within myself?" And I begin to interrupt those patterns. I began to interrupt those feelings, and I would visualize myself overcoming them. And that's what today was that big insight for me, just the power of that and the journey that's come along this way, just by being conscious of it. Because I've been in many situations where the same emotions that are triggered inside of me around the same people in the same environment. So what's the common denominator in that situation? And when I came to the realization, because I practice extreme ownership, if you've gone Jocko Willink, if you've read the book Extreme Ownership, that is me. I own my shit. I own what's going on around me. I own the people that I'm working for, even the people that are meant to be my management and in charge. I'm very cautious about using the word a leader because there's a difference between management and leadership. But the people that are meant to be in charge, I even take ownership in that regard. So for me, it's about what can I own in this situation? And when I'm having the same emotional response or trigger in an environment, the question is, what is it about me that's going on in this environment? It's not about the person, it's not about everything else that's going around. It's about what the thing is that's going on in me. And when I began to interrupt that pattern, began to interrupt that process that I would trigger in myself, that's when I began to see the change. And you can do that where you are right now. You can do that when you rock up to the work environment that's going in there, and that person who's annoying you in your workplace, or you're sick of the same sort of conversations, what are you doing to interrupt those patterns that are causing the cycle in your mind to get triggered and to go off? What can you do to interrupt the patterns? Or is it worth it, or can you let it go? So that was my insight. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook. My thing there is MacSteer22, or back here on anchor.fm/Matt-Steer. Make sure you DM me if you've got questions. I'd love to hear your feedback, what you're thinking about what I'm saying. If there's anything that you want me to discuss and to get my thoughts on, I won't talk about anything that's outside of what's going on specifically about patients or anything like that. But what I want to talk about is how I can help you develop the mindset of what you want to do in and around this environment of helping people, where for nursing and medical people, you know, anyone in the health area, we want to help, we want to end suffering. But for that, we have to practice ourselves first. We have to practice boundaries. We have to have mind control to be able to do it. We've got to be aware of our own shit that's going on inside of us. So I hope you guys are well, and I will catch you later on.